It seems like we've heard the statement, you can have it all again, again, and again. Maybe not exactly in those words, but watching TV, going on the internet, listening to the radio, we're told that this particular product, or this vacation, or this experience, or whatever it may be, is going to make us happy. Everything will be right. We will find true fulfillment and true happiness. Then, of course, there's also the idea swirling around us about the American dream. And, of course, there's a lot of good in the American dream. And a lot of people might think, well, I'll be happy once I have a spouse, a house, and 2.2 happy kids. And everything will be right. Everything will be good. Then, of course, we see the celebrity culture. And we see people who seem to have it all. They have the fame, the wealth, everything at their disposal, but so often, sadly, we see these people depressed, in despair, and realizing that all these things that they have don't lead to the happiness that their hearts truly seek. But there are different views of happiness. There are different kinds of happiness. I was very fortunate, as while I was still a seminarian, to be able to travel to Honduras and spend some time with a missionary group. And this group was called the Missionaries of Christ. And their focus was on evangelization, on taking the faith to their brothers and sisters. And because they didn't go about, it wasn't about building houses or hospitals or schools or doing things and solving all people's material problems. It was instead bringing Christ to them and recognizing Christ in them. And part of the time I was there, two of the weeks I was there, we did kind of mini parish missions. There's very much so a lack of priests in Honduras and Central America and other places, where there might be one parish, and then the parish has maybe 15, 20 missions of other little villages that are up more remote villages. They're difficult to reach, and you can only get there by jeep. It's difficult to get there. And they might, some of them only would have a priest visit one time a year. So mass one time a year. We were able to go to a couple of villages. We would visit people in their homes. So many people just had dirt floors in their homes. But they were so welcoming, so happy. They gave us coffee. They gave us what food that they had. They were so happy to welcome others, brothers and sisters in the faith. And although we sought to bring God's love, they showed us God's love in an even more profound way. Because of their perspective and in their poverty and what they lacked, they were able to see what was most important in their lives. They were able to put God in the very center of their lives. And that's what the Beatitudes invite us to do. Jesus tells us about those who are truly blessed, those who have this true and lasting happiness. And he tells us, and it goes against the grain of what we experience and what we think that we need, but he says, of course, those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are weeping, and those who are persecuted. I don't know about you, but I like to be comfortable. I like to be fat and happy. I like to have things go my way. But we know those things that we search for and seek for, those things all will pass away. So instead, the Lord invites us to experience a sort of poverty. Not that we're called to give everything away and go out and live in the woods and live as a hermit, but instead that we can have a spirit of detachment from the things of this world. That we don't allow things or experiences to become idols, but instead that we allow God to truly receive our worship and our devotion. And then it also opens up our hearts to recognize that all we have is a gift from God, and we are called to share those gifts with our brothers and sisters in need, those who are poor, in the many different ways that we can find ourselves in poverty. So we're called, yes, to recognize our dependence upon God and then share our gifts, giving others a foretaste of the goodness of the kingdom of heaven that is promised to those who follow our Lord Jesus. And then in our hunger, and as we do that, as we'll be doing that a couple times at least in Lent with the 2 days of fasting, we're reminded that our deepest hunger is for God himself. Yes, the pleasures of this world, will pass away, but we are made for something deeper. Our hearts are made to find their rest and to find their fulfillment in God. And for those who are weeping, sometimes we weep over things that aren't all that important, but when we weep and when we mourn, we recognize that we can't fix things ourselves, that we're not in control. But instead, we can rejoice because through Jesus, in the person of Jesus Christ, has conquered sin and death. He has conquered fear, he has conquered sorrow, and he promises us that if we are faithful to him, we can enjoy his consolation. And also, blessed are those who are persecuted. It's difficult for us so often today to live the faith with all the hostility that's out there, or maybe even the resistance that we might experience even among our own families, but instead, those times perhaps that we do, we are reminded that we draw closer to Jesus himself, to the one who is persecuted and rejected for us, the one who is persecuted and rejected also because of our sins. So in our poverty, in our hunger, in our mourning, and in our persecution, all these, they draw us closer to God. They invite us to come to him and to put him in the very center of our lives. Instead of in our complacency and in our satisfaction, too often we forget God, we forget our complete dependence upon him. So Jesus invites us to see things in view of the kingdom. He invites us to recognize that all those things that pass away, even though they may be good things that God shares with us, they are meant to be used to draw us closer to him. So today we pray for this grace of new vision, of true happiness that we find in recognizing that God is all that we truly need, that our hearts would be open to share our gifts with others, and that we would truly recognize that, yes, in Jesus, we can have it all.